This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Turkish police on Thursday detained dozens of people after a mob of angry men smashed up shops and cars believed to belong to Syrian migrants in the capital. The unrest broke out late Wednesday in response to a fight between locals and migrants in which one Turkish national was stabbed to death. Images on social media showed dozens of shouting men breaking through police cordons, then attacking cars and shops believed to be owned by Syrian families. They smashed windows with stones and crowbars and tore down the metal grill of one store before breaking in and ransacking its shelves. Police in the capital say they detained 76 people either suspected of involvement in the violence or sending incendiary social media posts. Germany said Thursday it would stop sending financial support to Afghanistan in the event the Taliban succeeded in seizing power in the country. Speaking to German broadcaster ZDF, the foreign minister said the Taliban know that Afghanistan cannot survive without international aid. Germany sends Afghanistan 430 million euros, or $504 million in aid a year, making it one of the biggest donors to the strife-hit nation. Since international troops began their withdrawal from Afghanistan in May, the Taliban have taken control of large areas of territory. Most recently, a provincial capital about 150 kilometers from the capital, Kabul. Germany's foreign minister referred back to the decision of the United States to withdraw from the country when asked about gains made by Taliban insurgents. He says it meant that all NATO forces had to leave the country because without American capabilities, no country can send their soldiers there safely. Germany's government had considered the idea of a longer mission in Afghanistan, but cannot act outside of NATO, according to him. This is VOA News. Rain overnight in wildfire-ravaged areas of Greece have helped, quote, improve the situation on Thursday, a local mayor said, but hundreds of firefighters were still battling to contain new flare-ups. Fires fanned by Greece's most severe heat wave in decades, which authorities have blamed on climate change, have burnt through nearly 100,000 hectares over the last fortnight, leaving three dead, hundreds homeless, thousands forced to evacuate, and economic and environmental devastation in their wake. After weeks of pushing temperatures often well over 40 degrees Celsius or 104 degrees Fahrenheit, a lower 33 degrees Celsius is forecast for Thursday. 20 villagers have been evacuated over the past 20 villages have been evacuated over the past few days, and 680 firefighters, including more than 100 sent to help from France, and five water-dropping aircraft have been battling the flames. Greek firefighters have been bolstered by more than 1,200 reinforcements from numerous countries, particularly in Europe, as well as vehicles and equipment. In just 8 days, 568 fires have been recorded across Greece. Cambodia started offering coronavirus vaccine booster shots on Thursday in a renewed public health drive after managing to inoculate more than half of its population. One of Asia's poorest countries, Cambodia is offering the AstraZeneca vaccine as a third shot to those who have received the inactivated virus vaccines developed by Sinopharm and Sinovac with the aim of bolstering immunity against the COVID-19 Delta variant. Cambodia has recorded nearly 84,000 cases and more than 1,600 deaths. It has administered at least one vaccine dose to half of its population. It has just 16 million people, though, so the country is benefiting from its relatively small population. And a Philippine court has dismissed a libel case against Maria Ressa, a lawyer said on Thursday, one of several lawsuits filed against the journalist who says she has been targeted because of her news site's critical reports on President Rodrigo Duterte. The plight of Ressa, who was named Time Magazine Person of the Year in 2018 for fighting media intimidation, has raised international concern about the harassment of journalists in the Philippines, a country once seen as a standard bearer for press freedom in Asia. The cyber libel case was filed by a college professor in October over a story which alleged the professor gave students better grades in exchange for money, an accusation he denied. Ressa, a dual U.S.-Filipino citizen, faced several other legal cases, including alleged tax offenses and violation of foreign ownership rules in media. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.